Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. It's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's it going, baby?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so excited to sort of like go back into the world of Shaws for an episode or two.
Yeah. Well, everybody, a couple announcements. This Friday night, we are going to do a Real Housewives of New York live show. We're going to be doing that on Crappens on Demand, which is through our Patreon. It's going to start. We're going to start on Instagram Live for a little pre-show at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern time, okay? And then we are going to move over to Patreon for the live show at 6:30, 9:30 Eastern. So just go to Crappens on Demand. That's where you get all our videos, etc., etc. Also, we're selling masks right now, which you should be wearing, okay? And you can get all of those over at crappensmerch.com. We just added a Lisa Rinna lips mask, which is horrifying. So go check that out.
It's great.
And we've got some small business shout-outs to throw some support to our sweet little Geraldines out there hustling in this crazy time. Ben, you want to start?
Sure. This one comes from Dana. So this is what Dana says. Dana is the owner and operator of a spray tan business in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And she was shut down for 3 months due to COVID and just recently reopened again. It's been hard to get back in the swing of things for her, and her business is less than a year old, and she's really worried that she's lost some of the momentum that she had been building. So let's get that momentum back for Dana. Her business is called Solstice Spray Tans by Dana. You can find on Instagram at Solstice_SprayTansByDana, and go follow her there. And if you're in that area, go book yourself a spray tan. You deserve it after this crazy ass year that we're all having. And if you mention Crappens, you'll get 50%. It says you will get 50% of spray tan with me. So I guess that means 50% off. So go help Dana. Solstice Spray Tans by Dana, Hamilton, Ontario. Canadian friends, it's time for your tan.
And this comes from Seasonal Maine, Maine like the state, M-A-I-N-E, Seasonal Maine. She says, this is from Melissa, she says, my husband and I are a blended family with 6 kids from New Hampshire, 5 in high school, 1 in middle school. They have a subscription box company called Seasonal Maine. They send out subscription boxes each season that feature all Maine-made goods. Boxes can be purchased individually or for an annual subscription. They've recently launched Seasonal New Hampshire and are excited to grow their New Hampshire tribe. Their contents include items like whoopie pies, maple syrup, salt water, taffy, jams, honey, lotions, soaps, and so many more local artisan goods. To check them out, go to seasonalmaine.com, and you can also go to seasonalnh.com. Okay? So go support Seasonal Maine.
As someone who spent 4 years in New Hampshire as a young, innocent undergrad in college, I have to say the maple syrup alone makes that an exceptional offer.
Well, there you go, everybody. Ben likes their maple syrup.
I love it. And I also love New England. Even though I don't like the Patriots, I love New England, okay?
Okay. Okay, well, today...
there we go.
The Shaws of Sunset Reunion Part 1, which gets no respect because it is on a Watch What Happens, Watch What Happens Live reunion instead of Shaws. So if you don't record Watch What Happens Live, they're going to try and trick you into doing it to listen to a bunch of idiots argue about Jenga some more, okay?
Yeah. Exactly. And in case you didn't realize, Shaws of Sunset wrapped up its season, I don't know, like 5 months ago. I don't know when it was. It was definitely over a month ago, and then someone had the bright idea that these guys, after this crazy, crazy, turbulent season, maybe they should have a reunion. So we're getting a reunion. And my personal tie into this experience is that while we are recording, I'm also simultaneously checking Amazon because I ordered a little tin of saffron today because I just bought a Persian cookbook. So it all comes together. And the reason why I bought my Persian cookbook is because I was watching Padma Lakshmi Presents Taste the Nation. And on her Persian episode where, ow, I got my sleeve caught in the door, she was cooking with someone who has a cookbook called Bottom of the Pot. And it looked so undeniably amazing. I just like went out and ordered it. And as part of ordering it, I also had to get some saffron. And oh my God, I think it just arrived. This is very exciting. Wow. It's all happening. It's all happening.
Well, I don't know how you could eat after watching this show. It's a bunch of dirtbags. It makes me sick to my stomach. They're so mean. They're so mean to each other. And it's like they save up their mean. It's, you guys have had time to calm down, okay? Like, how are you even meaner coming back to the reunion? What the hell?
Well, it's like that pandemic pandemic crazies that are all, that's happening to everyone. Everyone is like a little meaner. Everyone should be nicer these days, but instead everyone's a little meaner. And I say that from experience because I had to like pull myself away from social media because I was about to go on another rant. Like I was looking at, again, some of our fellow gays just out there in Speedos en masse, like groups of 15 at the beach or at in apartments, just like, I'm like, why? And I was about to lose my mind. I'm like, Ben, don't let the pandemic take over your emotions. Just be cool. You'll be fine. And I think that's what's happening here. I think they have pandemic brain.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. I mean, this cast is a pandemic, okay? This cast is dangerous. I wanted to wear my mask while watching this show. And I was like, you know what? I've had a break, so I'm not going to be as angry watching this show. Nope, didn't work. Although I would like to congratulate Mike on finally accepting his fate and just going bald on camera. It's nice to see somebody not taking a Sharpie to their bald spot, you know?
Nice.
I'm as a fellow bald person, I say you go, boy.
Yeah. Good for you, Mike. So the reunion, I almost said the pandemic. So the pandemic starts out. We were seeing them all.
We should do a pandemic recap.
We really should. That'd be hilarious. Recapping the pandemic. So we open up in China, okay?
Okay, so let's see. Everybody's getting ready. They're doing that getting ready segment, but they're all at home, so it's all like iPhone footage and stuff. And Rez is like, look at me. I am dancing in my backyard.
Yeah, he is really trying to push the whole, I am extremely happy. Life has never been better. I'm with the man that I love, and our relationship is just built on pure bedrock right now.
Yeah, we've even got matching cream jackets.
Yes. So we're going to hold our hands. We're going to hold hands the entire time, and it will be very full of love and joy, and no one will be squeezing exceptionally hard.
And then Nima's like, okay, here's our setup. There's my living room and my cinema cam, which I've got a cinema cam to do this. Nima remains the most excited person to be there at all times.
Yes.
It's that person he's that new hire that just never stops being happy that he's got a job.
Yeah. And he's also like, while he's showing us the stuff that he has, I also feel like he's sort of making a pitch as to why we should be sending him business. All right. Well, what we have here, we have a cinema cam here. It's really exceptional. It's a real game changer. And then these chairs are actually the same exact chairs where we had Edie McClurg sit down and do an Instagram live on behalf of Clorox. And it was a game changer for that brand. Huge brand, that chair.
She wants me. Edie McClurg wants me. So that's my basic point showing you this. So then Andy's like, Reza, you look nice. He's like, I look like Mr. Furley, Andy, Mr. Furley, which is so white boy to say. I am so happy and content right now, Andy, is what I'm trying to say.
And then Reza pulls a Kyle Richards and goes, Destiny, your titties are on fleek. I'm like, oh, way to be current with your slang there, Mr. Reza.
Reza, the decade behind gay. Always. Yeah. Mike's like, whoa, Nima, those teeth, you're gonna pop, bro. I love I love it. I love when you're mad, yeah. Bro. Let's bring it. Let's bring some anger. Mike is wearing a 70s jacket with white, what do you call them? Collar thing. I hate anything to do with suits. I'm so sorry. They make me uncomfortable. They make me sweat just looking at them. His is exceptionally bad. And Reza and Adam and Mike are all doing kind of a 70s jacket with weird like Marshalls dad golf button up shirt underneath with a terrible pattern. And I'm not sure what's going on here, but.
It's like they all crammed into oversized dice or something, you know? Just took their arms through the pips.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, hey, Rosa, how's life during shutdown? He's like, oh, life has been amazing. We've nicknamed our house Camp Farahan because I was the one who bought the house and Adam didn't. So it's only Camp Farahan. And we've been gardening and Adam's been baking and I've been eating his pies. And bitch lost 40 pounds, but bitch ate 40 pies too. Happy marriage. Happy marriage.
I would love to have a close-up shot of all of the new golden stools we've bought for Tommy to throw in the backyard next time he gets angry.
We've bolted down all the plants, so now we're extra safe.
And, you know, me and Paulina, we're quarantining with two children that we're raising together because there's two kids and I'm a dad now. So I'd like to say that, Andy.
I'm a dad and I understand totally what it's like to be a dad now. So that's it. So Gigi has a baby named Elijah who's 7 weeks old and he's just the cutest thing ever. According to Gigi.
I mean, I guess. And Andy's sure. Like, oh, Destiny, salam. This outfit is stunning. It's old Hollywood glam. And she's like, yes, Andy, yes. I love that you picked up on that, Andy June.
It's not that hard to pick up on. It's not like, it's not some esoteric style that women do very rarely. It's not like you haven't done this like 5 times during the season. Yes, I'm going to give you old Hollywood glam. Yes.
Yes, like Andy. Yes.
Hey, I think there's something wrong with the brightness of my screen. Oh, wait, it's just Nima and his new teeth. Hey, Nima.
And then they all smile on camera with the exact same teeth. Like,
yeah.
I get what you're making fun of, but look at this group.
Exactly. And Nima's like, oh, man, huh, I guess that's just your brand to be so rough on me. Like, why are you so rough on my teeth? I mean, is that like our thing now? Do we have like an inside joke? I guess we're like best friends now, Andy. Okay, I'll come to the Hamptons. Okay. Hey, do you hear that street cleaner? Hey, guess what? It's not street cleaner. It's my toothbrush. My teeth are that big.
And Andy's like, last but not least, MJ, how's mom life? And everybody looks like furious. You know, they're like, how yes. dare he ask MJ about her child?
So now, speaking of children, the very first segment is Gigi's fertility journey.
Gosh, your fertility journey had more bumps than this cast on a really inexpensive trip to Big Bear. Gigi, take it away.
So we see all the highs and lows, which were very real. And then Andy's like, so why did you name your baby son Elijah? I'm asking that as someone else who has a son. Have a son.
Sorry, I was taking a sip.
What I'm trying to say is I have a son.
She's like, well, Andy, I've always really loved Elijah Wood since I was little. He's like, whoa, wasn't expecting that answer. Whoa.
Any other strange hobbits that you have? That was a pun on hobby. Guess I get it. Anyway.
What was it like giving birth in a pandemic? And MJ's nodding like, I have a baby too, so I'm going to just agree to whatever this answer is because I also have a baby in a pandemic. I'll just sit here and wait. I'll just sit here and wait for somebody to ask me about it.
So, Gigi, if your son is Elijah, does that mean MJ's son is Toby? Because they were both in the ice storm together. You see what I'm going for here? Who wants to be Sigourney? Anyone? Anyone?
She's like, well, Andy, I was induced, and they only let you pick one person to come in and help you because of the pandemic. And, you know, I would have loved my mother there, but, you know, I hate old people, and so does COVID. So I picked my sister, and, you know, Andy, I was really proud of my baby when a little Elijah came out with a knife and tried to stab that bitch. So...
Wow, Gigi, you've shown so much growth. I mean, I think this might be the first time you've chosen not to put your mom in harm's way for your own desires. Congratulations.
Good point. Andy's like, oh, well, no one else has seen the baby? And they're like, dude, there's a pandemic happening right
I
now.
Know. Well, Reza saw the baby because Reza's like, well, I actually got to hold the baby the other day, Andy, and it was magical. Wow. You know, there's something about holding a baby that just reminds you of the foundation that you've built your very successful marriage on. It's like when I hold Adam in my arms and sing lullabies to him, my little baby Adam June.
I know we're not supposed to be around babies right now in the pandemic, Andy, but there is no law against being around props. So I held that baby for dear life for 5 seconds, and I haven't seen him since. Thanks.
So then Andy, sort of like what you're saying, he's like, so why hasn't anyone else met Elijah? What about Mike and Nima? And Mike's like, we have a pandemic going on. And Nima goes, I'm blocked.
He's like, but I would love to, but I've been blocked. So like, blocked? Why are you blocked? And so Gigi's answer, this is so Gigi. She's like, well, you know, there, on my social media, Andy, there were some things that I posted that weren't about him. I mean, look, I did post some things about him. And he's like, you slandered my name. And then we see all these pictures that Gigi posted where she photoshops Nima out of the picture. Like, she doesn't only cut him out. She literally goes in with, like, the X-Acto knife tool on Photoshop.
Yes. Yeah.
And then fills him in with the background so it looks like he was never there.
Yeah, and she has some weird logic about how she felt like she had to argue with him on social media. And so then she says, like, if I'm not going to talk about you, I'm going to make it very clear on my social media that I'm talking about you. And I was like, I don't understand this, but okay, sure.
Yeah. So he's like, it's called online bullying, Andy, and someone who hates you for no reason. So that's basically what that is. Well, all right. Well, Reza, the viewers want to know why you were so sensitive about Gigi's baby, but not sensitive towards MJ's baby, and MJ almost died. Can you answer that? I will be sitting next to a disco ball Snoopy during this very sensitive question. Thank you.
And of course, Reza has no good answer. He's like, well, unfortunately, MJ and I were in a different place in our friendship. And Golnessa and I were in a beautiful place in our friendship. And by that, what I mean is, Golnessa is someone who speaks to me. And MJ is someone who said something I heard. And I didn't think it was a very nice thing. So even though she's my friend of 30 years, I didn't like the thing that I heard that she had said. So I decided not to support her on her deathbed.
And then MJ's like, Auntie, you regret it. MJ is coming into this like the lawyer at the end of Matlock, who is Matlock, by the way, who has all the evidence that's going to make the person admit everything. But yeah. She like forgets the case. She forgets things that have happened in the case. She forgets mm-hmm. who she's defending. Like, she forgets everything that happened this season.
Yeah.
And doesn't do a
she's
great
movie
job.
Lawyer. Yeah. She's a movie lawyer, because a movie lawyer, like, it doesn't really matter what the rules of the courtroom are. They just come in and make a speech, and they have, like, weird things that they're, you know, she's my cousin Vinny.
Yeah. She's very like, and you. Wait, what was I saying again? Like, she just keeps trying to get really bad. So she's like, and do you regret that, Reza? And he's like, obviously I regret it. I would be biting my upper lip nervously, worried about whatever evidence you brought today. And she's like, well, we'll need to get to that when Andy says we're ready and not when we're ready. Because I'm not Russian, I'm Persian.
Yeah, it was like this weird moment of like self moderation, I guess. She's like, let me tell you something. When we get to this point on the reunion rundown, which we will get to, I will be angry. But for now, we're at a different point. So think about that.
Yeah, and Andy's like, good one, MJ, good one. So, Michelle from Bloomington wants to know if you've gone back to smoking pot, Gigi. And I, spoiler alert, I just saw you smoking a big old blunt.
Yeah. So Gigi is not... She has never breastfed because she had to get back onto her rheumatoid arthritis med. So she's just been smoking pot all along, which is great. I think it's great to be in an altered state when it's just you and your baby. Although that sounds so prudish, because I totally support smoking up. I don't know. I sound like a prude. I'm so conflicted. Wow, I have so many emotions. It's hard to understand. And I just know that people were saying things about me. Look, did I divert it well enough away from what I just said? That's what I was trying to do.
Well, yeah, I don't know if being wasted while you have a newborn is really a great idea, but I don't know. I mean, you could eat their arm, you know?
True. I think in Gigi's case, it probably would help.
Yeah, but also Gigi has her mom there taking care of the kid. You know, Gigi's not That's sitting true. There taking care of that kid alone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, well, I smoked immediately, Andy. I gave it 4 days and was immediately fucked up. He's like, great! So, MJ, what are qualities that make Gigi a good mom? And did you reach out to her? And MJ's like, excuse me, I am probably the only one who sent her a handwritten note. I talked to her about IVF in 2018, and what makes her an amazing mother is that she's doing it all by herself. And Rez is like, hypocrite, when Azza did it, she was having a bastard child.
Which you were totally, if I remember correctly, which I may not remember correctly, I seem like Reza did not receive. The stand that Reza's making about MJ calling Asa's child a bastard child is today is much stronger than it was back on that season, if I remember correctly.
Yes, because that's the season he turned on Asa and got rid of her, remember? He teamed up with MJ. It was finally Asa's turn.
Exactly. So MJ is like, yeah, I sent a note, and then MJ is like, you know what, back then I was completely emotionally broken. My dad was in a horrible place and I was half a bottle deep in Patron. So that's why I was saying those things. And Gigi's like, so you're saying that because you were going through something, that was your excuse. But when I was going through my pain and I was picking up the bottle, you guys outed me completely. I'm like, what are you even talking about? Like, literally, what are you talking about? Like, what is Gigi's pain? Gigi's pain from this past season was real, and what she went through was serious shit.
She's always got pain. She's always got, every season, but she's got some, like, horrible thing that she can say at the reunion. I was going through this.
It's like, was this the pain of, I don't even know what her pain was. I mean, because you're right, it's always something. And it's always like, oh, well, me and Shalom, it didn't work out. I'm like, well, because it was a bullshit relationship in the first place, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, it was the rheumatoid arthritis, which is a real thing. I'm not saying
that's real,
but there was that. And then there was the Shalom thing. And then there was like the sister stuff.
Half a million things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
The point is, the point is this. Yeah. I don't know. I think that the point is this, is that MJ was legitimately going through like a horrific, horrific time, and she was deeply miserable, and she was projecting it onto Asa. And by the way, at that time, we railed on MJ for saying that it was a bastard baby. I hope we did, at least.
Yes, of course.
Because it was a horrific thing to say, you know? It was also kind of funny to watch, but still horrific.
Yeah.
Horrific for them, sort of funny for us.
So she's like, can I answer the question? And Gigi's like, it takes you 5 hours, sweetie. And MJ's like, well, something Reza doesn't understand, because he can never, ever have a child, is that when you become a mother, it changes you. And Gigi's like, that's not fair. Guys, we know that men can't have children. Okay?
Yeah.
It's not something we need to all cry about at the reunion. It's like, are you going to bring God in?
I'm afraid that Gigi may have, like, mistaken the movie Junior for a science special on PBS. It's like, no, it was not. That was fiction.
How dare you say that men can never give birth? How dare you?
I think it's fair. You know, like, men can be parents. Gay men can adopt babies. Men can understand the joys and the thrills of parenthood. I don't think a man will ever truly understand what it's like to be pregnant. I'm saying that only because men cannot physically ever be pregnant. Yeah. That's the only reason why I say
that. I'm going to go out on a limb here. So MJ's, so Destiny's like, yeah, but yes, it didn't change you when you had a baby and you said you wanted to fuck my dad to find him. What about that, MJ?
I literally didn't understand that point. I think it was, she was just fully reciting Mad Libs at that point. It didn't change you when you said you wanted to fuck my dad to find like, I don't understand how any of those concepts relate to each other. I appreciated the sentence because it gave me something to think about, but it really made no sense to me.
Destiny is trying very, very hard. I mean, Destiny and Nima both try very hard. Nima's more obvious about it. Destiny just, like, there was one point in this where Destiny tried to pretend she was crying, and then they still never talked to her, so she just stopped and, like, dropped the whole act. Immediately.
Yeah.
It's like, you know that they're not cutting away from you, right?
So MJ is like, excuse me, as someone who actually wrote a handwritten letter to Gigi and then followed it up with a gif of Arthur, both the cartoon and the Dudley Moore movie, I covered all my Arthur bases. I have to say, I have zero respect for you, Destiny. You're a liar from your weave to your toe, okay? Stop talking. Let Andy ask the question.
And Andy's like, well, MJ has reached out to Gigi, so Gigi, is the relationship back on track, or is you eating rolled up meat a sign that it's not back on track? She's like, no, Andy, not back on track, and now I have salami fingers, okay? This is the first time I've ever seen her give value to her mistakes, whatever that means. So,
yeah.
Who needs to be friends with Gigi anyway? Like, who cares? Gigi's a monster,
I'm not
okay?
Sure.
Like, congrats on your baby, you're still a fucking monster, okay? I don't care what anybody says.
So, Reza, people don't buy your friendship with Gigi. They think that you're just trying to replace MJ, and they don't understand why Gigi was able to forgive you for your actions. And Reza doesn't really answer that. He goes, well, Gigi attacked my husband very savagely. I mean, have you ever seen someone come flying out a door and bump into you by accident and cause some of the flowers to lose their petals that you were holding in your hand, and then you wind up with some scratches? It was just awful. And you know what? We've all made mistakes. That's my point. Some of us will just say vicious things about you that will haunt you for the rest of your life, and some of us might scratch you on the neck a little bit and break your flowers. It's all terrible.
And he tried to pull a little NeNe Leakes here. He said, Gigi and I were able to forgive each other. And I was like, okay. Okay, discount NeNe Leakes. You can sit down there.
Yeah.
So Andy's like, Mike is... I don't know. Is it to stick it to MJ? What does that mean?
About Gigi, like, do you think that Reza's friends with Gigi to stick it to MJ? And you're like, no, I don't think it's to stick it to MJ. And Nima goes, Mike, be honest, okay? I know that's a little bit of a shift from your brand, to be honest, but I would like you to consider it. Thank you.
So then we come back from commercial, and Reza's like, yes, Paulina, you're on fleek. Titties, titties, fleeky fleek.
Thanks, Reza.
Yeah, so
it's me, Paulina. Here I am. Here I am.
So Andy's like, well, when Mike started yet another season with a new girlfriend, hey, remember that Swiffer you dated? What's her name? Morgan? Lorgan? Organ? I don't know. Hey, some viewers thought he was definitely not ready to settle down. But now, flash forward a year later, and we still don't think he's ready to settle down. Oh, God, he'll never get his shit together. Anyway, Mike has found the unicorn, someone who's Persian and Jewish.
The black card. It's amazing. Can't believe he's in love. Yeah, she's rich as fuck. Of course he's in love. He's going to do whatever he needs to do at this point.
Yeah, seriously. She's like, thank you.
Yeah, she's basically a retirement plan with really, really bad eyebrows.
She's an ATM with extensions. It's like, you know, yeah, it's like, you know how ATMs always like try to act like they're talking to you, like, what would you like me to do for you? It's like, you are a computer, don't talk about me. But she's actually the ATM that you could say me about.
Yeah, he's like, I love pressing the button for English only, Andy. Turns me on every single time.
Sometimes I talk to Paulina just to check my balance. It's always zero, but still, it's fun.
So, Paulina, had you watched the show before you came on here? And she's like, no, Andy, never. Yeah, right, Paulina. Give me a break.
And Mike kisses her hand and laughs. Like, you're doing great. You're doing great. You're saying all the things I told you to say. You're doing so good.
I know. He's not controlling at all. Like, everything he does in this is so like, oh, good job. Good job. Oh, you did so good, honey. Look how much I love her, Andy. Look at me rub her shoulder very, very aggressively, Andy. This is true love.
Look, I gave her a cube of cheese to show her that she's doing such a good job. That's true love.
Paulina, of course you watch the show. Who would just date who would just date Mike just to date Mike? I do understand why people would date Dykes to date Dykes, because, you know, Dykes need to date. Everybody needs to date. I meant Mike. Okay?
I know. It was like a very funny, I forget what you call that. Is it a spoonerism? No. So anyway, Paulina, so Andy's like, so you never watched this show? She's like, no, I don't. And you know what? Mike was honest about everything right off the bat. I'm like, well, if you don't watch the show, you haven't cross-checked. And if someone being honest right off the bat is just assuming that what they say is true, and Mike has shown that he kind of fudges the truth a lot.
Yeah.
So have fun.
She's such a liar too, because just how she words everything. She's like, honestly, Andy, he was honest about everything, which I admired, honestly. It's like, oh, fit another honest in there, Paulina, you know? All right.
Excuse me while I drink this honest tea.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simplest rocket science, it's Dana Easy. Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
So, hey, Reza, do you think that Paulina is Mike's soulmate?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I'm not just saying this because we're in a turf war for friends between me and MJ. No, I absolutely think that Paulina is perfect for Mike. I loved her for the moment I first met her. And now, as I've realized she might have a glimmer of a personality, I've started to maybe love her a little bit more.
Reza is dressed like a couch in Dillard's, okay? That's it. Like the couch that the husband sits on at Dillard's.
Well, Mike, it is wild how much your life has changed.
He's like, you know, Andy, I wouldn't change a day of my life that led me to this place. I did something right, and I couldn't feel more blessed, because in all of those things wrong, they led me to... Who knew that a path to love could be riddled with unsold baby shoes, Andy?
You know, it's like that movie Ghostbusters, you know, when Sigourney Weaver from the Ice Storm and from Ghostbusters is like the looking for the Keymaster, and the Keymaster is looking for the Gatekeeper and whatever, and they finally find each other. Well, I'm the Keymaster. I have the baby shoes. And she is my Rick Moranis. And together... No, you should probably stop this analogy. My saffron just arrived at the door.
I always take Rick Moranis as a period. That's the general rule I have in life.
It is. You know what? Rick Moranis is a period, and he, honestly, I think that he should be a hyphen. Sigourney Weaver, on the other hand, if she's not, I don't know if she's an exclamation point or a comma, but whatever she is, it never just ends with Sigourney Weaver.
Right. If she's a period, it ends in T. You know, she's, mm-hmm. like, she's like a period.
Well, Nima, you have a lot to say about Mike. Do you see a change in Mike? And Nima's like, oh, Paulina has definitely softened Mike. Even in our reactions, I apologize to Paulina before. I meant that. Mike found his soulmate. Mike looks like a, you know, Mike is just looking like he's pooping really difficultly, you know. He's like, ooh, Nima's talking. Oh, it's great.
You know, I think it's great that there was a woman out there who could fall in love with a man whose face looks like a lawnmower. You know what I'm saying? I'm really just so happy.
Mike, why were you so hesitant to leave Paulina alone with all of your friends on the vacation? Were you afraid of MJ?
And he's like, bless MJ's soul. You know, she feels threatened, especially by other females. Okay, I've never seen anybody more threatened by females than you. Okay,
seriously.
Both literally and figuratively. And also, Mike's doing this whole thing in this reunion where he's really spiritually centered now because he found a rich person. And we see this a lot of times on these Bravo shows. Like, someone starts dating a rich person and then suddenly they're like spiritually centered, like Lala on Vanderpump Rules. She's like, I think that I need to intervene here because I'm rich now. So
yeah, they suddenly now have to, that's the thing. Like, when you're a gold digger, a lot of times I've been reading a lot about cognitive dissonance, which is a pretty well-known idea that, like, there are two concepts in your life that don't make sense. So your brain has to, like, adapt to make them fit together. So, like, on the one hand, you have the idea of, like, I believe in true love. On the other hand, I'm gold digging right now. How do I make sense of that? And the way I make sense of it is I'm not gold digging. I've just matured, and I just like the maturity that this person offers me. And that's what's happening here, I believe.
Oh, okay. Or it's like gold digging, and then you finally get to the end, and you get the gold, and then you're like, well, I've actually accomplished my goal, so I am capable now of explaining to other people what it's like.
That too. It's all wrapped up. It's very multifaceted.
Wow, soups. So he's like, bless MJ's soul, you know, she's threatened by females. And MJ's like, we were just having fun. You don't tell a woman dating a person why you shouldn't date a person, MJ. And Destiny's like, it's just rude, Baba. Yes, Baba, yes. I'm saying Baba now. Yes, Baba, yes.
She's like, shut up, Destiny. I like it. Mike's attempt to show that he's not controlling. He tells MJ what she should and shouldn't say to people. I like that. That works for me.
Yeah, mansplaining.
Yeah. So then Andy's basically like, so was it as, when you saw the footage back, was it as bad as you thought? Because, you know, Paulina also made it seem like MJ was yelling at her. And then when you see it back, MJ, of course, is still being kind of inappropriate. But it's much lighter. He's like, you know what? It was not as bad as I thought. Sort of like a chocolate croissant. You know, I thought it would be just like a full calorie bomb. But it turns out you can have one once in a while. So it's okay, MJ. You can have chocolate croissants now, okay?
But I mean, instead of hyping up your boy, like, you're supposed to be hyping up your boy and saying, like, you hit the lottery, Paulina. And Rest is like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Me, the ultimate hype man for Mike. Always talking about how great Mike is and what a good choice Mike would be.
Remember the time that I had dinner with Jessica? And I said, Jessica, Mike is wonderful. He is so wonderful. And I didn't at all talk about the fact that he's probably cheated on you. Not at all. Not once.
Yeah, that support of Reza. What everybody knows Reza for, being supportive.
Yeah, so why don't you hype, like, up your boy?
Yeah.
How about you hype up your best friend who's in the hospital?
You can't do your shoes. You can't do your shoe line. You can never do this house by yourself. I've done everything for you. You cheated on your wife. Yeah, Reza, you're a real fucking hype boy over there.
Yeah, lottery ticket.
I'd hate that guy.
Yeah. And then after all this, like, by the way, like, so where did Paulina and MJ stand? And Paulina's like, I have no problem with her whatsoever. You know, I just was having a sensitive moment. And just because people were warning me that she was just, like, a really toxic person. But these days I'm, like, more focused on fixing all the wagon wheels that Mike has been incapable of putting onto my children's toys. Thank you.
And MJ's like, oh, yeah, people warning you? Well, we're going to get to that. We are going to get to that. And they just all ignore her again. And he's like, all right, next up, bros got to blows, right? Yeah. So I heard at BravoCon, Reza and Mike got into big blows.
No, that is fake news, Andy. We got very emotional and then did a lot of blow, Andy.
Okay, here's what happened. Okay, I was in the elevator and I had a coffee. Okay, I had a coffee in the elevator that I paid for by myself. So already lots of personal growth was happening in this elevator. So the elevator stops on a floor by accident. And then who's there? I look up. It's Reza. And he looks at me and I look at him and I say, we need to talk. And then he comes out of the elevator and he follows me to the room. And I said, Paulina, leave this room right now for a minute. I'm demanding that you do this. I'm not being controlling. I'm just telling you what you have to do. And then we cried like two babies about what? I'm not going to explain that, but we cried for two babies for some reason.
Yeah, and I love that he made this all more real by holding the cup of coffee, like the imaginary cup of coffee, the entire time. He's very very good with his improv skills.
It's a MacGuffin. I was waiting for that coffee. I was like really waiting for that coffee to play a role. I thought I was gonna be like, I said we need to talk, and then Reza took my coffee and threw it at me in the elevator, and then we cried. But it was just like, no, he just had a coffee. I think he was really really excited that he got a coffee.
Held that imaginary coffee his whole story. And Andy's
but what
like,
were they fighting about though? Why did they? That's Andy, the great interviewer. Instead of saying, "But why did you say you had to talk?" I love that. There's like a truck. Five trucks are pulling up to my apartment this entire episode. I apologize to everyone listening to truck after truck after truck, but it works for the Shahs, I have to say. So
it's like listening to the inside of Paulina's brain.
It's like being outside Mike's house when the repo man comes.
Yeah, but instead of asking why they were fighting, Andy's just like, I love when you guys cry. Well, he's my brother, Andy, you know? And so we cry. And then we get a clip of them crying and sobbing after, you know, Reza's tried to ruin Mike's life once again.
And now Reza's going to cry. He's like, you know, it wasn't just me that helped him. He helped me too. He is amazing. As much as I did for him, and I have done quite a lot, he did twice as much for me. Just kidding, but I'll just say it. He has two brothers, and I have none. And he has been that person to me, that older brother who can disappoint me time and time again. I never had that. I never had that.
Reza's fake tears. And while Reza's fake crying, MJ is just looking at herself in the monitor, like moving her head around, checking her lipstick. And Mike's like, yeah, both of us got married. Me and this dumb one next to me. Sorry, I'm stupid. What's your name? Yeah, you, Paulina. Both of us got married at the Biltmore downtown. And this time, it's going to be a smaller wedding. And it's going to be more about us and less about impressing other people, Andy. Because I've learned there's only so much money on that black card. And I'm going to keep as much of it to myself as possible.
I've learned that I just am incapable of impressing people, so why even bother? Also, this one over here said she doesn't want more crabs, and it took me a long time to realize that when she got married at the Biltmore, she thought she was getting married in Baltimore, so, you know.
And Gigi's like, I've been messaging them saying, please have babies, 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 because I have a baby now. And MJ's just nodding like, I have a baby too.
Yeah, and Andy's like, all right, Paulina, thank you so much for coming. You added not a lot to this reunion, but you look pretty and you have the patience of a saint. And you might want to get those welts checked out on your hand from where Mike was clutching you this entire time.
I love you, Andy. I love you.
You did great, babe. You did great, babe.
You did great. You know, it's amazing.
This is the first year I've had my significant other on the show. Well, we tried getting Jessica.
Can we stop talking about her, please? Thank you.
So then we come back and they're on break. And Gigi's like, when do I get a break? My dogs need to go outside.
And he's like, not for 3 more hours. Enjoy that puddle of urine you're standing in.
Nyla, hey. Why did Nima show off his new grill this season, which is ridiculous. I'm just going to keep making fun of Nima's teeth. It's fun. But he also grilled his family on old issues.
All right. COVID from San Antonio. The actual disease has called in to ask you, where are things with your mom and dad? The pandemic wants to know. Well, it's evolving. I mean, what you saw was a conversation 30 years in the making. Big brand shift for me. I changed my logo. Things are really changing and it's really wonderful. I'm really happy about it right now. And Edie McClurg says hello.
And Nima is yelling this whole time like he's on Big Brother. Like, why are you yelling? We can hear you. So Nima says, you know, people on our show have very loving relationships with their parents and I want that too. And Gigi is got big dark sunglasses on now. And she's like, oh, he said, unlike a lot of people on our show. Boy, bye. Do you think this is your show? Boy, bye, Andy. I just can't with him.
You may be high, but I have some bad news. He is on the show. And he actually, oddly enough, does a little bit more than you do.
Yeah. Destiny's like, you know what? This is great because life is short. And if he's not here, you will feel like shit about your dad. You know, don't let our parents' ancestral drama affect you.
You know what's weird? This is actually the first time, Destiny, that we have talked in 4 months. And listening to this, you having a sensitive spot for my dad, it really makes me miss you. And even though I'm speaking as if I'm angry that you brought that up, I'm actually speaking because I'm in love with you right now, in love with the emotions you're showing. It literally makes me miss you, which is weird because I'm looking at you on screen. I'm like, how could anyone miss this mess? And I do. It's so weird and off-brand for me.
Mike's like, okay, look, I'm the doctor here, so let me just explain, Andy. Let me explain some emotional dynamics here. I think a lot of Persian men have trouble with their dads because the mom stayed home and the dads went to work. So it's very hard for Persian men. Like, Mike, first of all, that's kind of everyone, okay?
Yeah.
It's not just Persian people. Second of all, that's not what they're talking about. His dad didn't just go to work while the mom raised him, and now he resents the dad. Have you even watched the season?
Seriously.
What an idiot this guy is. And Mike just shakes his finger into the camera, like, listen to Uncle Mike.
A lot of Persian men have problems with their fathers because a lot of Persian men, they do nothing for the first 40 years of their life, and then their dads get mad at them, and then they feel like their dads are mad at them, and that's hard for the sons, you know? So that's hard. That's hard.
Shaking finger, wagging finger. So Andy's like, so Nemo, what about your stupid teeth? Let's make fun of Nemo's teeth, everybody. Oh, I'll make fun of Nemo's teeth.
And Nemo's like, I love them. I mean, even though they may be the jackhole of the day or related to the jackhole, and then we get a flashback to some episode of Watch Happens Live where Andy's like, the jackhole of the day are the Phillies mascot. If it wasn't a new look, why didn't it just get veneers like Nemo? And you see a Photoshop of the Phillies, whatever it's called, with like teeth on it, like badly photoshopped, and you just hear the audience go, "Oh,
yeah, Andy is such a prick." You know, I'd love to see that fervor for bad veneers with Kyle Richards, you fucking ass licker.
Whoa.
Seriously, or, yeah, though, like, since when do you have a problem? He's mean.
Yeah,
like, he gangs up with all the popular kids to be mean to poor little Nima. Okay, poor little Nima, who never did poor anything to anybody.
Poor Nima. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Well, Gigi and Resin Destiny made a really mean post on Instagram talking about your teeth. And then we see the picture and they've all got these big, like, chiclet teeth put on.
Yeah.
And they joked about firing Nima. And Destiny's like, I never said anything about firing Andy. Yes.
And Resin's like, I didn't say a word about firing. I was just saying that he'll never be one of us. And Gigi's like, I have worked hard to open our whole lives to be what it is, and this kid wants to jump up on our pinky toe fungus? Come on, man. I'm like, so you're saying you've got pinky toe fungus? Let's talk about that.
Gigi. I love that Andy gave her, like, a really confused look when she talked about how they've worked so hard to open up their whole lives to make this show. And it just gets to Andy like,
Yeah. I think it's hilarious that my friends are acting like a bunch of little kids, which I can understand now because Paulina has kids and I work well with the kids and I like kids now. So I wouldn't change a single moment in my life to not be in this position where I am right now.
Thank you, Mike, for being the voice of reason.
So now Andy has to, I don't know why Andy is wasting time with this. There are other things in this reunion, other things in the season I would have liked to have discussed in this, but he, of course, has to ask what happened with Nima and Gigi in the hot tub in Hawaii. Like, literally no one cares. No one cared what happened.
No one cares about that fake bullshit storyline. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. They made out. So that's what happened. I can't even.
So then we come back from break again, and Rez is like, Destiny, you look like you have frosting all over you. I want to lick you. Oh, yeah. Titties on fleek.
All right, let's look at Destiny's. All right, Destiny's many wigs and personalities exist, and thankfully all those personalities like to stir the pot and booze it up. I'm sorry, I had no good wordplay on this one. I just mentioned things.
And then it's a clip of extreme thirst as Destiny tries to make an impression on viewers and fails miserably.
Yeah, there's the possum, there's the sneeze. Ew! I kept trying to do the sneeze. Ew! 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 Ew!
That was basically it. And voy, voy, voy.
And voy, 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 yeah. So then we get to Jenga and Destiny starting shit by bringing Jenga on camera, which she's completely let off the hook for this entire reunion. Like, I love that they've all regrouped now and have decided to go after the wrong people for every single thing this season.
Yeah. Because the first question is from Ryan from Lawrence, Kansas. Lawrence fucking Kansas, where we went to. Maybe Ryan was at our show. Ryan, hi. Maybe you were at our show. So, he's asking. I didn't really understand the question. He basically asked if Destiny was hiding something.
Wrote, here's my note. Naked Jenga Destiny. So Destiny's okay. Like, well, listen, there's a lot I know, Andy. A lot, Andy. And I knew I had to keep my mouth shut because I had a conversation with the two people that mattered the most. So it sounds like Destiny.
Destiny Frankel. Come on. Right. Cheetah Brand.
Mention it all. That sounded like a threat to me. She's like, everything I know, like, that's all I really said. I brought it to them. And I still have all their secrets nice and safe. So I should get credit for keeping all of their real secrets safe, which is that they cheat on each other all the fucking time and everybody knows it.
I honestly didn't even know how to interpret what she was saying. And then she said that when she told Reza about the Jenga, you could look at his face and Reza knew exactly what was up. And I didn't know, was that meaning that like Reza already knew this? Or did Reza already anticipate this? Or was this already planned with Reza? Or did Reza figure it out with Mercedes? I didn't really understand what she was saying.
I took it as her saying he already knew this was going to be brought on camera. So it wasn't, I'm not the villain for bringing it up on camera because he already knew it was going to be brought up.
Yeah. And then, and she says that's why she was drinking so much because she was so uncomfortable with that whole situation. And then we take like a little detour, which I thought was a fascinating detour, about how Mike Shervin and Nima were kicked off of Southwest, as well as their producer, who's black, and talking about how there was this guy who stole their seats on Southwest, which can happen. Hate those people. And had the flight attendant just did not believe them and just started to kick them off and they got the police and it was really humiliating and it was really, really fascinating. And I wanted, like, there were a lot of questions I had, like, has Southwest responded? You know, they're starting to get into something very, very serious and real. And then Andy's like, all right, let's change gears. Hey, let's talk about Reza's hair care line in Vegas. I was like, way to go, Andy. Way to like really like use like take a bit. I'm so glad we talked about Nima and Gigi in the hot tub for as long as we did, so we would have not a lot of time to talk about something that was actually important.
Yeah, well, we all care about Reza's hair care line. Well, my whole question from that was, are you allowed to save seats on Southwest? Because I know that people do. Like, someone will get in group A and then go try and save the whole row for the family. We've done that. You know, my family's done that. But I don't know if that's even allowed. And then they refuse, you know, they got in a fight over the seats. And the guy's like, well, fuck that, because you can't save seats. So, I mean, I'm not really sure.
Admittedly, Mike is not a great personality. And I can imagine him doing being like a real asshole on Southwest. But it sounded like this was some bullshit.
Well, and then it moved to getting kicked off the plane. Like, the flight attendant wouldn't even listen to them and just kick them off and all that. So,
yeah.
So Andy's like, well, changing gears, Reza's hair care line. That trip changed to pleasure when Destiny laid her eyes on Sam. Let's look at the clip.
So Destiny starts fanning herself, of course. And Andy does ask a question that I think has been on everyone's mind. Destiny, Sam had bleached hair and gambles for a living. What did you see in him?
There was a vibe, Andy. It was just like something delicious at the moment. Creak. Flan, fan, 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 fan. And he's like, yeah, but his walk, oh my god, his walk? Like, he walked around like he had a 5-pound penis, Andy. He had such a swaggy walk, Andy.
Well, this begs the question, and Destiny goes, wait, because, no, you wait! Did he have a 5-pound penis? Andy has literally never been as assertive as he has been in that. That's the first time he's ever said, no, you wait. Because he's like, I have a penis question coming up, and it will not be derailed.
Yeah. And that was it. Then he never let her talk again. She's like,
well, he apologized, Andy, and I acknowledged his apology. He's like, all right, stupid. Well, after the break, Adam joins us.
Yeah, the most exciting cliffhanger in the history of Bravo. Adam coming up next.
Yeah. So when we come back from break, MJ is talking to everybody, you know, I guess thinking the cameras are not still recording or whatever. And she's like, all right, guys, I want to say something here. I am not going to participate in a reunion with a bunch of bullshit, okay? Reza, I need more accountability from you. And he's like, I don't need a lecture from you, MJ. And she's like, fine, I am leaving.
This is like, you know what this is? This scene was like, when you're in like a school production and the acting teacher isn't there yet. So someone's like, listen, guys, we'll just have to do this rehearsal by ourselves. Okay, we're starting. But first, I need full accountability. If you are going to be here in this rehearsal, you need to be an actor first.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God. So she's like, I'm leaving. MJ's time. Everything is off with MJ. She doesn't remember what she's fighting about. She doesn't remember what she said in the past. Like, she has a huge reunion fail today. She can't even walk off correctly. Like, you're not even shooting a segment right now. She's I am leaving.
You know, like, she does sort of, like, fumble the ball. Because she really has the like, she is, like, the... She has all the, I don't want to say the momentum, but like the higher footing with Reza, even with a husband who did something that was borderline felonious, right? Like, she's still like has the upper hand.
She's on higher moral ground, really. I mean, and you're right, even with her husband going over there and wrecking Reza's backyard or whatever. She still has the upper ground because Reza said all that abortion shit to her, which was horrible.
Put her medical history out there on
Didn't Instagram. Go to the hospital. Yeah, put her medical history out. Like, he's horrible. You know, she should have come out of this looking like a fucking saint, and she just kind of came out of this looking like a dope, I thought.
She was a little crazy. I still think she came out better than Reza, to be honest, but I think that she could have been a lot better than she was. She didn't have her talking points organized, and... Yeah, she let them sort of like sort of control the narrative a little bit. She tried to get it back on track, but she really got derailed.
Yeah.
So so MJ like storms off, and then Andy's like, why did MJ leave? Gigi's like, she didn't leave. She's standing right next to the computer, and MJ just sort of like sidles back into place.
And
like,
they keep yelling on the camera, oh, you can't leave because I left, and that's my move, leaving a reunion. I'm the OG of leaving the reunion. Gigi's the worst.
Hey, it seemed like Adam and Reza's marriage was in a more precarious state than a Jenga tower surrounded by swinging schlongs. Perhaps one of them is 5 pounds. Destiny, do you want to update your answer about his penis? No? Okay. Well, you don't get to talk until you send a pic. All right. Thank you.
And Adam is there in a little matching jacket with Reza. They look like they're both on a terrible bowling team in Miami. They look horrible.
They have these big... fearful smiles on their face, like, everything is fine. Everything is fine.
Adam looks terrified.
I gave him some juicy juice right before this.
Adam's eyes are wide open, like, I will answer anything, Andy. Well, what's it like seeing MJ? And he's like, and when was the last time you saw her? And he's like, well, July 5th is the last time I saw her, Andy. And this is the first time I'm seeing her, but I will say that she looks very amazing. And MJ's like, you're the only positive person here, Adam.
Yeah. So did Destiny think Adam and Reza were in a good place? And I guess during this whole thing. And she's like, well, I'd love that Reza and MJ always had each other's backs. And then MJ, I don't really know what they're talking about, but MJ's like, I need to intercept. I need to intercept. Okay.
Interject, boo. Interject. You go right ahead.
Yeah. When my husband called you and said I almost died, why didn't you show up at the hospital? In 30 years we were friends. I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you cared about me for one day.
And again, like, why are you wasting this right now? It's like, this is like the dumbest time to bring it up ever. And Rez is like, well, and she's like, you know, I believed Asa and me and anyone in your way were just carnage, which is hilarious because MJ is the one who led the charge against Asa that year.
True.
Like, yes, Reza did treat Asa like that, but you led that. So what are you talking about? He's like, well, I love Asa. And MJ is like, fine, then I'm leaving. Gets up and leaves again.
So then Reza starts babbling some nonsense. He's like, you know what the real receipt is? They were trying to catch Adam on tape. They were trying to record him. They were going to the same hairdresser that I was going to and trying to get him to come on the show. And like, he was talking to my hairdresser and it was scary to me. I was feeling like he might be my stalker. So somewhere along the way, I think he started talking about like Ali in this. I don't know. I wasn't sure where it was, but it seemed, but he's trying to make himself seem like the victim.
And Ali were trying to tape Adam, which... Then he said because they were going to the same hairdresser. What does that mean? So the hairdresser was trying to record you? Shut up, Reza. Nobody's stalking you. Nobody has to stalk you. Adam's sending all those texts.
That's the thing is that Adam is not held accountable during any of this, which is bullshit, right? And he even tries to put a spin on it. He goes, in 2018, I had a couple of people over to go swimming. And the next day I had constant phone calls with the weasel asking me about what had happened. So I'm like, okay, so you're saying that Ali was hitting you up trying to get information, but then why were you continuing to text him, whether you sent your dick pics or gifts, as he later says, or memes? If this person's like the weasel and trying to get information, you participated in that, Adam. This is your fault, Adam.
Yeah, and MJ's like, yeah, and I'd like to interject that you brought him into the group. Like, everyone's got this false narrative that I brought him into this group, but Adam did. And he brings him everywhere. He brought him to Palm Springs. And Andy's just ignores that, you know, which I thought was a pretty good point. But Andy's like, well, Destiny, when you told Adam about Nick and Jenga, you repeatedly said, Maris knows. And she's like, yeah, because the weasel literally told me. I yelled at him, Andy. I yelled at him. You might remember that when we went to lunch and had a really good time. And then I did his dirty work on camera. And then I cried when Reza was mean to him at that other lunch. You remember, Andy, how I was sticking up? No, Destiny. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
And then Andy asked if it was known information that Adam had sent out all these dirty texts. And Reza goes, my husband never sent out any pictures of himself. Nothing about himself. Those were memes and gifts. And they're pornographic memes and gifts, but they were not of himself. And Ali was trying to make himself relevant by saying he was harassed. Well, maybe he was harassed. It is possible to send... If I just go and send a penis to some random person or someone I don't know like that, that's not going to go over well. It doesn't have to be my penis. It could be any penis. It's going to be a little weird. And if it happens over and over again, it's like, how do this is weird. Can you please stop this? That can happen. It does not have to be your own penis.
Well, I think Ali's full of shit, and I don't think he felt harassed. I think Ali's ridiculous, and I actually agree with Reza on this. But at the same time, you can't say he's trying to make himself relevant saying he's harassed when you just called him a stalker and tried to make yourself relevant by accusing him.
Well, that's the thing.
It's ridiculous.
I do feel like Ali is for sure very thirsty in this situation and wants to be on TV. But I just – what bothers me is that – Reza and Adam have this singular mindset that this is all because of MJ and that that's why they didn't visit her at the hospital, because she was conspiring and yada, yada, yada. And the truth is that, like, Adam was sending dick pics to Ali. Okay. Adam was doing that. And I don't know the degree to which Ali felt uncomfortable with it, but they saying that it's like, oh, it's ridiculous that he would feel uncomfortable. It's actually, that's like really not very cool. That's not cool. And they have quite a bit to do with this whole situation.
Yeah, and then Andy takes even more air out of it. Andy's really kind of failing today. He's done pretty well, I think, at a lot of the reunions, but he just keeps taking the air out of every single thing. Because Adam's like, you know, Andy, it's no big deal. I mean, as a gay man, don't you know men that send out those perverted messages? And he's like, I do.
Not a great stance to take. I'm sorry. I think at this moment in time, like Ali being thirsty and maybe Ali exaggerating, being like it was sexual harassment, that's one thing. But Adam saying these things like, like he shouldn't have reacted that way to what I sent. I think that's bullshit.
And it's also bullshit because that's not, if that was the case and it was no big deal and everybody does it, then they wouldn't have reacted like that. You know, mm-hmm. Now they're acting like, oh, it's no big deal. Everybody sends out dirty pictures. So then that would have been the answer. Like, who cares? He's always sent those dirty pictures. The end of storyline, the end of Allie. You know, it took you like a year to come up with this. Give me a break.
Yeah, I just think it's crazy that this stupid bullshit of like, oh, yeah, if it's no big deal, we're just, you know, it's just like silly gifts. And that's going to be the basis of why you wouldn't visit your friend after she's like nearly died. I just think that's like so horrible.
Yeah. Horrible. Well, it doesn't help that Andy just deflates that whole argument. Like, yeah, it's totally normal. And then it switches to MJ, who just is not prepared at all. Because then we go to Mike yelling at MJ, and she's like, you don't take accountability for anything. The fact that you encouraged Allie to come on this show and air his grievances, and she's like, I wasn't even there. Which,
yeah,
this is bullshit, because she's already admitted that she knew all this and sent Allie to do it, or knew he was good, you know, at least supported him doing it.
But I guess here's the other thing. I also just don't think this is the biggest crime in the world. I do think that MJ said, like, yeah, you should bring this up on camera. This would be a good thing. You know, you definitely should do it. But I also don't think this is like a huge crime against humanity. They're on a TV show where this is what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be talking about shit. And Allie should, like, why should she be the one to have to like go and be like, you've been sending Allie photos. If she did that, then all of a sudden MJ is like the one's like, you're inserting yourself in something you don't involve with. So she's saying, hey, you should go on because this is messy and this is bullshit. It maybe not the best thing for a friend to do, but I fully believe that if the shoe were on the other foot, Reza would do the exact same thing about Tommy. 100%.
Of course, it's Reza. But, you know, MJ's already admitted to it. So now she's like, what? I wasn't even there. And then they show the clip, of course, of MJ totally confessing. And then Mike's like, well, that doesn't matter because it was before the show started. So, you know, when he had the platform, then he kept embellishing and embellishing and making it bigger and bigger. And you should have shut it down, MJ. You should have shut it down.
There's also, by the way, let's not overlook Adam's big point that he makes, because Mike is saying, you know, Ali, he kept on embellishing a story and embellishing, and MJ, you should have shut it down. And Adam goes, you know what? He improvised. And how do you improvise on the spot unless it was rehearsed? I'm like, I think improvising on the spot is called improvising.
Idiot. So then MJ,
like, what are you trying? Yeah.
MJ, who has no leg to stand on, is like, you piece of shit, I could have died. When are you going to step up and acknowledge that I almost lost all of my blood? And you, what do you need, medical records? It's like, MJ,
you're wasting your good, this is like, that's your home run right there. You're wasting it. You're doing it too soon.
We're rooting for you, but God, you're failing. And Andy's like, well, what does that have to do with anything? And Reza's like, well, there were 8 months before, and she was on bed rest, and she was texting every day. She had no problem spreading things then. Mm-hmm. And then MJ's like, I had nothing to do with Allie. I had nothing to do with Jenga. It's like, we already know that
mute everyone. Andy, mute everyone. Mute everyone. He goes, I'm sorry, I don't have that power. I'm like, you've done it like every reunion, but that's fine. So she's just denying that all this happened. She's now like, she is now taking a stance that is false and is now with MJ. Once she takes a stance, she has a hard time like getting out of it. But then there's this weird moment where Andy goes, okay, show of hands. Who believes that MJ had something to do with the naked Jenga rumors? MJ raises her hands. Just, I do. I'm like, this is not quite the accountability that they wanted, but okay, let's see where this goes.
So Andy's like, were you just trying to retaliate against Reza? And Reza's like, yes, Andy titties, because of a contract dispute. And she's like, that makes no sense. And then we see a clip of MJ saying she wasn't filming at the beginning of the season because she hadn't signed her deal yet. So she was having some kind of contract dispute. So she's just like, I'm not really sure what she's doing today, but not good.
Yeah. And so she ultimately is like, you know what? Instead of focusing on your trifling, philandering, inappropriate text messages, you're focused on how you abandoned our friendship. And this reunion has been a dog and pony show. And she's just all mad.
And that's that. Until next week. There's a second part that comes out next week. Which looks, you know, like more of the same. So I guess we'll see. But yeah, well, Adam squeaked out of that one without having to take responsibility for shit. Wow.
Andy's gonna do his usual group therapy, because he's like, Mima, Gigi, and Destiny, I'm going to ask you to step aside. Mike, you can stay here because you're a good mediator. Okay, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Reza, say one nice thing about MJ.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, we will be back tomorrow with Below Deck Mid, and then the rest of the week, etc. We will be doing our live show Friday night, so come check it out. We start at 6 p.m. Pacific time on Instagram, doing a pre-show, and then we will be on Crappens On Demand live at 6:30 for Real Housewives of New York City. Until then, go buy your masks at crappensmerch.com, support your small businesses, and take care of each other out there.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Sometimes we don't appreciate the little things until they're taken away. Like a walk. Not for any reason, not to any destination. We will take back the streets where we live, where we love. In Italy, we call this La Passeggiata, and we welcome the day when we'll walk again. Walk together with us, Peroni, Italia. Enjoy Peroni responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.